Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. I'm Naima Latif, and in today's news, we're back in Chicago, where Dr. Willie Wilson is once again challenging the Board of Elections and its decisions to close polling places throughout the city, saying that this discriminates against many voters who are seniors or struggling with disabilities and need to have polling places closer and more accessible. Today he held a press conference at City Hall, and the lawsuit that was recently filed and is giving an update to voters regarding the responses he has received from that website. So we have joined Dr. Wilson at the press conference, in which he and his supporters addressed the issues regarding voter access and fairness and the Board of Elections decision. He is a candidate for mayor in the 2023 mayoral election. Attorney Richard Boykin speaking at City Hall. Thank you.
we have a representative of the Chinese Americans speaking on the issue of voter accessibility for other language groups. Chinese-Americans stated that senior Chinese-Americans are most affected by the lack of materials in their language and changes at the last minute of polling places. They may not have access to new information on where their polling place is. This is an additional representative from another ethnic language group. And Attorney Richard Boykin is reiterating that the right to vote is being infringed upon because there are a number of language groups that need to have the continuity of their polling places in their communities where information is written and available in their language. Throughout Chicago, there are communities that speak other languages as their first language, and they also need attention. So in Chicago, there are large Spanish-speaking groups of people. There is the large Chinese population, the large Polish population, and seniors are often those who may not be as proficient in English and are used to their regular neighborhood polling places in which people are able to translate for them. Signs are available in their language. They know where it is, whereas a new location could create a certain amount of confusion. And Dr. Willie Wilson has several citizens from ethnic language groups that are stating for seniors this could be very intimidating. And also attorney Richard Boykin is noting a number of the community representatives, and some of those representatives are stating that their parents and grandparents may not be able to follow the changes as issued by the Cook County Board of Elections, because these are seniors that may not have been communicating in English as their first language, and they have become accustomed to their regular polling places, as well as having people who can assist them in the process of determining how to follow the directions when it comes to operating the voting booths and all the other technological changes that have happened. This is a major issue for seniors that are not necessarily technologically advanced, and when changes happen and are presented on election day when there's not enough time to orient senior voters to these changes, it serves as a means of voter suppression if they are not able to cast their ballots properly. So at this press conference, attorney Richard Boykin, speaking on behalf of the supporters of Dr. Willie Wilson, explained that the lawsuit filed by Dr. Willie Wilson addressed these issues of discrimination against many of the so-called ethnic minorities throughout the city whose language needs are not being addressed in these changes, as well as voters that may be disabled or elderly and disabled due to their elder status. Many of their needs are not addressed by these new polling places. Dr. Willie Wilson indicated that he is continuing to pursue this lawsuit, even though there has been no response from the U.S. Attorney General's office and no response from the mayor's office. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has indicated that she intends to run for reelection. And that being the case, this lawsuit may not be in her best interest to support. As Dr. Willie Wilson pointed out, if there are any issues in voting, any problems tend to work on behalf of the incumbent, because any lower voting turnout generally means that the incumbent is going to secure the highest vote. In the upcoming national election, where there are many in their states that are electing new representatives to Congress, the issue of voter suppression is very critical to the outcome of the balance of power in the federal government.
one or two seats change from one party to another could change America's policies on key issues. So in this election, Dr. Willie Wilson is addressing the problem because in next year's election, in which he is the candidate, whatever decisions are made will affect the outcome of that decision as well. That election will reflect what decisions are made during this election season, in which governors are on the ballot and congressional representatives are on the ballot. And so state and federal leadership is being determined by the decisions made in the upcoming November 8th election. Early voting has started, and even as seniors seek to secure their voting location, the early voting locations are not the same locations as the election day polling place. So still, there may be some issues of confusion on election day, and this is what Dr. Willie Wilson addressed in today's press conference held at City Hall, in which he announced the fact that there has been no response to his lawsuit and to his request that the U.S. Attorney General's office look into the conditions in Cook County and the upcoming election, with the Board of Elections making the decision to close certain precinct polling places to consolidate efforts. There are still a number of places where there are not enough workers. Dr. Willie Wilson also addressed that situation. And the question is, what is going to happen as a result of there not being enough polling, enough poll workers on election day? Will there be issues with delays in voting? Will there be issues regarding election fairness? And will there be issues regarding enough people to assist voters who need help? So we'll hear Dr. Willie Wilson as he addresses some of these topics that are affecting the upcoming election and what should be done in order to make it fair for those who are seniors, are disabled, or speak a first language that is not English. Let's join Dr. Wilson at his press conference.
This is a serious issue, and we need to make sure we correct this right now. All right? The newspaper and the news media have already reported is that this whole situation here, they haven't been able to organize it or even find enough help to work the poll. If you haven't found enough help to work the poll, why do it? Why do it? Leave it alone. All right? And you always, if you're going to do it this way, you should wait until after the election is over with. Do it around about in May, June, or July, you know, when everything is over with. Give people time enough to take and find a polling place the way they want to go and give people time to it. Yeah. Now, I do understand that, and I say this lastly, is that there are some people complaining now about the mail. I can mail a letter from where I live at, on Wacker Drive, to the north side of Chicago. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to get that letter. I've yet have even got a response yet to where my vote plays at. I've not gotten a response to mail. All right. So in the election right now, so what I did, I went down to the super voting situation and did it there. But many people doesn't have the money to drive a car or get the gasoline to get there and try to buy food. So I'm asking that the city council, the mayor, is at that first step right now to make this thing right. You know, most time we know that the low turnout, like last time, is issues. And lastly, let me say something on this violent problem. 14 people last night got shot. And some of them was young kids, you know. You close and pull down disenfranchised people that discourage them and make them have no hope, and they don't want to come out. You know, we should be opening up more polling places, not closing them down for 2 million hours. Yeah. So, but anyway, thank you all for coming out. Is there any questions you'd like to ask? Feel free to ask questions.
Will you get a hearing before next Tuesday?
Well, we delivered the letter a few weeks ago. We haven't heard anything as of yet. Nobody have responded to us. Nobody have given us a phone call. Nobody have did anything.
I mean, the federal court case.
Well, we haven't heard anything on that one yet. But what happened is that our attorney is still working on that situation. I do understand that there's supposed to be a hearing, I guess, next week sometime. All right? And so that's probably going to be delayed. I really think it may be a little too late now because voting already started, you know? It's hard to turn around a horse after they got started, you know? So, but let's see. All I can say this year is that myself as a person, I've done my best to try to make sure that all citizens is being represented the right and the fair way that is supposed to be. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Dr. Willie Wilson addressing his request that the changes in the polling places be delayed until after the election, giving people a chance to discover where their polling place is and giving voters a chance to make the adjustment without negatively affecting voter outcome in the November 8th election. He was joined by a number of citizens of various community groups, all seeking to reiterate that the seniors in those ethnic communities have the most difficult time adjusting to change, especially when a new location may not be equipped with the language translation materials needed and the accessibility for those who may be in wheelchairs. There are people who are looking forward to the upcoming month of November. Many of the activities that are ongoing are geared toward the election as well as the expected big spending season around Thanksgiving. Communities are gearing up for the Black Friday, frequently targeted as a shopping extravaganza, one in which businesses are expected to, after perhaps a year of marginal success, being able to see some type of a profit on high shopping volume. However, there are also organizations that are urging consumers to consider spending their dollars differently. There are groups that are urging parents to be mindful of new trends for toys and video games may be violent. And they are also urging parents to consider not buying toys that involve guns. Women Against Violent Entertainment is a group that is urging consumers to consider not supporting any toy, game, or any other activity as entertainment that in any way markets and promotes and encourages the purchase of lethal weapons. Women Against Violent Entertainment on its website states that when parents choose not to purchase violence-oriented games and toys, can then teach their children more about nonviolence and can avoid adding to the spread of the use of firearms and can discourage the glorification of firearms as entertainment. Women Against Violent Entertainment has issued a request. Any type of game that simulates shooting in order to avoid the glorification of killing. Well, that's all for now. And we'll be back again tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. for your on-air daily news, with more news from around the nation, around the world, and around the block. Call us with your good news tips if you see someone performing a good deed, 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749 to report your good news. I'm Naima Latif. Until tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.